USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial for President Trump is now just hours from beginning in the U.S. Senate. Proposed trial rules were released last night by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican, saying that they would include up to 4 hours of debate equally divided between the two sides on whether to subpoena witnesses and documents. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says a trial without witnesses would be simply unjust.
A trial where there's no evidence, no existing record, and no new evidence, no witnesses, no documents. That isn't a trial at all. It's a cover-up.
President Trump at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, says he won't be focused on the impeachment trial today, but rather on the forum, so he can meet with big companies in the world for the benefit of the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
More now on the president's attendance of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. He expressed skepticism about climate change during opening remarks today. He said in order to embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, the perennial prophets of doom must be rejected.
They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers, and I have them, and you have them, and we all have them. And they want to see us do badly, but we don't let that happen.
Trump went on to say there were predictions of overpopulation in the 60s, mass starvation in the 70s, and an end of oil supplies in the 90s, none of which came true. Organizers of a gun buyback event in Pittsburgh yesterday say it was so successful they ran out of money in less than an hour. The buyback offered $100 for each gun turned in, no questions asked. Officials say they paid out more than $5,000 in about 40 minutes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amtrak is dropping a demand that two wheelchair users pay $25,000 for a train ride that normally costs $16. A few weeks ago, Amtrak told a group of people in wheelchairs they'd have to pay the $25,000 to travel from Chicago to Bloomington, Illinois. There isn't room on the train for more than three people in wheelchairs, and the company said it would have to reconfigure the cars and could no longer absorb the cost. After a backlash, including from Democratic Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, who lost her legs serving with the Army in Iraq, Amtrak yesterday reversed course, saying it will find a way to accommodate everyone. Prince's estate is dismissing wrongful death claims against Walgreens Pharmacy and a doctor who had prescribed pain medications for the artist before he died of an accidental overdose of fentanyl in 2016. The dismissals likely result from legal settlements, which are often based on confidentiality. Baseball fans are paying close attention to Cooperstown, New York today. That's where the Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020 will be announced. Former New York Yankees captain Derek Jeter is considered to be a lock for induction. The Hall of Fame induction ceremony is scheduled for July 26th in Cooperstown. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.